A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take them to Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Nun Vav, Erevin 56b, pagination page 112. So here we have, finally, the actual calculation of Tuchum Shabbos for a city, the boundaries, based on the double leniency that we use when we are calculating it. Firstly, there's a leniency that whatever shape the city is, we're going to square it off. So that if some things are protruding, that will automatically push the boundary going out, because when you want to square it off, you have to include that protruding boundary. And one of the big discussions in Erevin is what's considered a valid protrusion. If you had a true house, or you had city walls, so often that'll do the trick, and you could just protrude to include that house or walls. It may depend how far the house is from the other houses, etc. But you'd end up squaring off that area. If you have something that's more like a house, that's more like a store, so then in our mind we may think, well, the city goes all the way over there. But halachically, a store may or may not qualify, and that's worthy of discussion. But in any case, we're squaring it off, and that's the first leniency. So that you're leaving any one particular house, you're not counting 2,000 amma. You have to calculate the city as a city, and from the borders of the city, you extend 2,000 amma. The second big leniency, which is the harder one to calculate to appreciate what's going on here, is that you are calculating 2,000 amma from the side of the box which is enclosing the city. Again, you've created a box, you've created surveyor marks to enclose the city as a square-like figure, a rectangle. You are then extending from the walls of the city, not from the corners, from the walls of the city, 2,000 amma. That will become the border, which we call the tchum, the boundary. And what the Gemara points out is that if you decide to walk from the corner of your square that's enclosing the city, you're going to actually be walking more than 2,000 amma. The logic is obvious, because if you walked straight, you're walking the length, and if you're walking from the corner, you're walking the diagonal, the hypotenuse, and the hypotenuse is going to be bigger, longer, than having walked the length. Chazal seem to always, in the way they present things, they always work very, very visual. And the way it's described, you'll see the diagram in Rashi, inner commentary, is as if you put a box that's 2,000 amma on the corner of the city, which is the center of his diagram. The upright, that line happens to be missing, but the upright of this box that you've put in would be 2,000 amma. The line going to the right, which is there, is 2,000 amma. And the hypotenuse, which is that diagonal, going from the inside squared off city to the outside box, to know where to put that boundary of the outside box, that diagonal is going to be more than 2,000 amma. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, starting from the first line. Hamirabeya es ha'ir, when you square off a city, osa osakim in tavla merubas, you make it into a square-like figure. V'chozer, and then you go back, umirabeya es ha'tchumin, and you add tchumin in a square-like method. Meaning, don't just count from the corners, because then you'll get less. Square it off at 2,000 amma. V'osa osakim in tavla merubas, and it will be another square around the existing squared off city. U'cheshuhu moded, when you do your calculation, lo yimdad me'emtza ha'keren apayim ama, don't count from the corner, 2,000 ama, v'pneishu ma'apsidis ha'zavius, because then you're going to lose some of the length that the corners are to be awarded. Ella, rather, mevi tavla merubas yapayim ama apayim ama, put a square that's going to be 2,000 ama distant from your existing walls, umanicha bekeren ba'alachsona, and you could put it on the corner, meaning we're now going to go up 2,000 and across 2,000. We're not discussing the length of the diagonal. Nimtzes ha'ir mistakeres arba miyosama lekan ve'arba miyosamas lekan. The result is that by every diagonal, you're going to be gaining another 400 amma. Nimtza techumin mistakrim ches meyos amos lekan, ushmene meyos amos meyos lekan, 800 in each direction. Nimtza ha'ir techumin mistakrim elefim masayim lekan ve'elefim masayim lekan. They do the calculation. Amar Abaye, and Abaye explains, Mishkachas Lavamasa Tavya Tre Alfi Yatre Alfi. It was a city that was being squared off at 2,000 amma of its own, by 2,000 amma. And then when you added the additional 2,000 amma, you'll see these calculations play themselves out. Now, I mentioned that when Chazal calculate the math, they often do so in a very visual way. They picture it in their minds, even without a formula. They just look at it, and it is sheer logic. I remember we took science class in high school, and the professor would make a big deal about the formula, and half the class would just look at the equation he gave on the test, do the multiplication in their mind, and just write the answer. You know, the answer is 8. And he flipped out. How did you possibly do that calculation without a formula? You must have cheated. So we told him, nothing to do. We didn't cheat. We just multiplied this by that, and it's just, and then you have to divide, and that's the answer you get. And he was so befuddled by it that he finally said, well, if you didn't show your work, you get no credit. But it's very much, you know, right or wrong in a science class, but that's exactly, you'll take a look. Look at this Tosfos. How you do a mathematical calculation. This is called, in yeshiva lingo, the spaghetti Tosfos. What do I mean, spaghetti Tosfos? Tosfos takes a circle and he turns it into spaghetti. In his words, he calls it chutin dakin, thin strings. He cuts the circle down the middle and then unravels the strings so that you're starting with the figure that is a circle. And after you unravel the strings, you end up with this pyramid-like triangle. The outer circumference string is the bottom line, or he calls it the upper line, but that's that long line. And then it keeps getting smaller until the very innermost part of the circle is virtually nil. And he's dealing with the height of this pyramid and then the length of its bottom or top, whatever you want, the longer side. He then cuts this pyramid-like figure down the middle. You could see there's a little kind of mark going from the long side to the point. And then he very artfully flips half of the spaghettis onto the other side so that the long side makes up for the short side where the corner is, and essentially gets the third figure, which is on the left. What Tosfos is showing you is that a circle is really a rectangle. Okay? And the method of calculating its size could be done by its length versus its height once you've unraveled it. And just very visual, you could see that what Tosfos is doing, even though they did have formulas, and the Chazon Ish says they had formulas, and they knew astronomy better than anyone because they had it by tradition rather than by calculation, but they're still, they work with very simple, straightforward themes. And from those themes, they're able to come to the conclusion, which is what we're doing over here. We're being told that the hypotenuse adds an extra 2/5 to your calculation, and that will make your Erev Techumen that much bigger if you decide to travel on the corner. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.